Okay, today is Daf Chav Chet. We're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're actually going to start from the Mishnah, which is two lines where the lines get wide. And we might have skipped a few lines. Wasn't going to happen. Then we're going to do those lines right now. So we're starting by the Mishnah. No, not there.
Maybe closer there.
So this Mishnah is the first Mishnah that's going to discuss Pigel. Pigel means there's two types of. Pigel means really pigel means that while you're doing one of the avodas, you have a machshava chutz l'zman, that you're going to eat the karban, whatever part you're allowed to eat, chutz l'zman. Okay? There's another psul. By the way, if you do that, you get kares. If you do what, you get kares. In order to get kares, you have to then eat the karban. Having the machshava of pigel without eating the karban later at the wrong time, that's not kares. That's an aveira. Not kares. Kares means you ate the animal. You have to eat the carbon. Okay? Sorry. Oh. Okay. There's another psul called chutz l'mkomo. It's the same thing as chutz l'zman. However, instead of the zman, you have a wrong machshava about the place. There is no kares for that. Why is there no kares for that? That's what almost the whole daf is going to be about. Second half, for sure. It's going to be about that. Why is pigel, we'll call pigel's chutz l'zman, yes kares, and chutz l'makom, no kares? The answer is, it's learned out of psukim. It's very complicated. It's not, you can call it whatever you want. In the vernacular, we call it pigel. Officially, it's not pigel. Okay, we call them both as pigel. So we call pigel as a wrong machshava. Technically, pigel's only chutz l'zman, chutz l'makom is something called chutz l'makom. It's a psul. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, one more thing. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, and the Rambam and others, the Chinuch on the other hand, whether or not this wrong machshava has to be verbalized. It has to be verbalized, or it's enough if it's in your head and you have a machshava about it. Okay? Rashi and Tosfos hold the only, they don't say it here. Rashi's on Mem Aleph, Tosfos is in Baba Metzia. The only time you're going to be over pigle is if you verbalize it. You must say it's the pet. If you don't say it's the pet, it's not, you have all the wrong machshavas you want in your head. If you don't verbalize it, it doesn't count. Kohen, only the Kohen. The Baal HaBayis can't ruin the carbon. Because he doesn't, he's not, unless we have, unless he does the Shechita. However, the Rambam holds, Mishnah Lamelach's interpretation of the Rambam anyway, that you do not have to verbalize it, and machshava alone is enough. Okay, with that brief introduction, let's get started. The Mishnah says like this. Hashochet et hazevach. If somebody shechts a carbon, lizrok dama b'chut, to sprinkle the blood outside. Where's he sprinkling it? Chazanish says there has to be some kind of thing of some kind of structure. So to sprinkle it in your backyard by the swing set, that's not considered. That's to be some look, some surah of a mizbeah, right? Just to some sprinkle it. What is that? So you shech the animal in the right place. Lizork has dama b'chit to do the zrika outside. Omix has dama b'chit for part of the blood. Lahakdir emurav to be makdir the emurim. What are emurim? What? Limbs. Why are they called emurim? Yeah. Because now this is when the sister decides to bring it up. The Rambam says the reason why what emurim means is. All the limbs of a carbon that are burnt on the mizbeah, whatever they are for various carbonos, they're all under the category of emurin, and they're called emurin from the word amira. The Torah said to burn these carbonos, to burn these parts of the animal. Interesting reason. Okay. Anyway, lahakdir emur bachutz, to burn these limbs outside the mizbeah. Oh, mitzas emur of bachutz, or part of them outside. Le'echol b'saro b'chut, to eat part of the basar outside. o kezayit basar b'chutz, or even a kezayit outside. Or lech al kezayit me'or ha'alya, or to eat a kezayit from the or ha'alya. How do they translate that in the art school? The skin of the tail? The hide of the tail. We're going to spend the entire Amar Aleph on these two words. Okay? And I'm not sure we're going to understand it when we're done. Bachot, anyway, pasul. All that is pasul. The ain bo kares. There is no kares to any of these. Why? Because all of these are a problem of kutla makom. The machshava was the plate. I'm going to do shchita here, but I'm going to do zvik in my backyard. I'm going to do shchita here, and I'm going to eat it in my backyard. All the things, those are all psul makom. They're all pasul. There's no kares to that. Again, there's no kares if you go ahead and eat it in your backyard. Okay. Next. What? If you have the wrong machshava, but you end up eating it in the right place, I don't know the answer to that. I was thinking about that last night. While I was trying to fall asleep, I was thinking about that. What about that question? I don't know about that. Lizrok damo lamachar. What if you have an intention to sprinkle the blood tomorrow? Right? Now, the halacha is, you always have to sprinkle the dam the same day you do shechita. Whatever day of the week that is, it must be done the same day before shechita. So you have a kavanah lamachar tomorrow. Mixas dam lamachar, or even part of the dam tomorrow. Lahakdir imur of lamachar, or to burn the limbs tomorrow. Or mixas imur of lamachar, or part of them tomorrow. Right? Lechol besaro lamachar, to eat the meat tomorrow. Now, look at Rashi. Leka l'ukme b'shlamim. This doesn't apply by a shlamim. Because a shlamim, you're allowed to eat tomorrow. Because a shlamim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. So, ela b'todah v'chatas v'asham. This only applies to a todah chatas v'asham. The ilu b'shlamim, machar zmanohu. No, the machar's the right time. So when it says the word machar, it means later. Later, like I always say, you know, I'll see you later. You're not going to see me later. No, later in life. Rashi says, in Parashas, I think, Bo, you got it to Levincha, Ba'yom, it's positive about Machar. Machar, that tomorrow. So Rashi says, Yesh Machar la'achar zman. Doesn't mean tomorrow. It means it'll happen later. Same thing over here. Doesn't mean tomorrow, because Shalom Yadi tomorrow, right? The Ilu Shalom and Mutter, Machar zmanahu. That's okay. The next day. Avalizrok dama o lahakhtir emur hafil of Shalom havi Machar chutz zmanahu. No, under no circumstances can you ever burn the fat or sprinkle the blood the day after the carbon's chapter. That's never going to happen. Okay? Then, kezayis b'basar l'machar. Lechol kezayis me'or ha'alya l'machar. Or to eat from the hide of the tail l'machar. That's pigle. That's considered pigle. The chayavin alav kare. And the chayav kare for that. Okay? Now, in order for this Gemara to make sense, we must have the following two-second introduction. We just said that if you intend to eat the Or Ha'alya, either Chutz L'Makom or Chutz L'Zman, that puzzles the carbon. That is no question about it. The only question was, do you get carbon or not? So by Chutz L'Zman, yeah. By Chutz L'Makom, no. Right? Now, what kind of alia? What is an alia? It's a tail. What kind of alia are we talking about? The Gemara thinks we're talking about the tail of a keves, of a goat, right? Which is brought up onto the mizbeah. Whatever it has. As a matter of fact, No. As a matter of fact, it says over here, I don't know, let's say the name of anybody, that the goat, the goat is the only animal that the tail is called an alia. Every other animal, the tail is called a zanav. What's the difference? Because it's the fattiest one. That's why it has a different name. Okay? Which, by the way, the tail is brought on the mizbeach. Okay? And that's what the mission thinks for a minute. Yeah. interesting. Okay. Maybe he can't eat it at all. Not even in the right time. He comes to his senses, and he, oh, I can't eat that tomorrow. I'm not allowed to do that. I'll eat it now. Still come. Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Savruha, we thought, the Chacham who learned this mission thought, or Alia, Ka'alia Dami. There's no difference between the or Alia or the Alia itself. No difference. Look at Rashi. Da'filu le'inyin haktara. Even regarding burning it. Sometimes it's burnt. U'bishalme kebes, and we're talking about a shlamim of a sheep. She'ayliyaso kreva, where the tail is burnt, it's broad and burnt. Nami ha'ar karev. So too the ar. The ar ha'aliyah. No difference. Ki'echidi le'inyin achila chashav le'basar, le'inyin mikter.
If something is basar regarding being edible, it's basar regarding burning it as well.
The katani masnita, and the Mishnah says, the chishachit shlamim lechol or ha'aliyah bachot. If you shech shlamim with the intent of eating an aliyah bachot, olumachar have machshava. It's a wrong machshava. Afagat the chishay meachilas mizbeach la'adam. What did you do here? You transferred the machshava from one that the mizbeach is supposed to get to one that you're going to get. In other words, the machshava psul was this alia supposed to be burnt. I have a machshava to eat it in 4 days from now, which you never can do that with a carbon, right? So we're going to have in a minute. Some people hold that's not piggle. Because piggle can only be something that you're allowed to eat. This, you weren't allowed to eat anyway. Why? Because it gets burnt on the mizbeah. It's not in the parsha because, as Rashi says over here, afagat the chishev me'achilas mizbeah, you've changed it, you've thought about something that's supposed to go onto the mizbeah, the adam, something that you can eat yourself. And if that happens, that's not piggle. So that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. There are going to be three answers to this question. Right? But you're changing something that's supposed to go on to the Mizbeach to something that you're eating. And that's not Piggle. So why is this in the Mishnah? Three answers to this question. You get to understand the question? The question is, the Piggle can only be something, only Chal on something that you're allowed to eat, that you're supposed to eat, that's edible for you to eat. This is not edible for you to eat. That's edible in terms of physical edibility, that's true. But it's something that normally went onto the Mizbeah. And if it went onto the Mizbeah, and you thought about, you dreamed of eating it at the wrong time, or the wrong place, that's not piggle. Piggle's only something that you're allowed to eat. Now, who made up this rule? You can see in a minute that they don't open this rule. But then the Gemara said, how could you tell me that the Orha Alia was something that that pickle is in the parasha of pickle? How can it be in the parasha of pickle? It's not edible. Why isn't it edible? Because the Mizbeach gets it, not you. Got it? What? Sure makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. The rules of pickle are very, very specific. If it's not something edible, we're going to see in a few minutes. Edible means two things. Number one, it's edible, as opposed to a hoof, which is not edible. It's not edible. You can't eat that. A horn of an animal. You can't. A shofar. You can't eat that. It's not edible. That's one. So I have a machshava. I can't wait to eat that shofar. That's not piggle. Why? Because it's not edible. And number two is it has to be edible halachically. What does that mean? That means the mizbeach doesn't get it. That's a great. Exactly. By nafisha bayinola. Exactly. But wait. When we said edible, it also means edibility for the Mizbeach. In other words, the Mizbeach gets the Ola. So if you have the wrong Machshava, first of all, it's Chayach to have Pigel by Ola if you have a Machshava. During the Shechita, I'm going to do this week at Adam in 6 days from now. That's how Shovi Pigel even by an Ola. One Avoda for another Avoda. But that the eating itself could be yeah, because you're taking it away from the Mizbeach. Could be. I'm not sure about that. Okay, it would say not like that. I'm not sure. So
There's two issues of edibility. One, it's got to be normally edible. And number two, it's got to be halachically edible. If it's not halachically edible, why is this pickle?
That's not pickle. Amar Shmuel.
Three answers to this question.
Hamani. Who is answer number one? Shmuel's answer is answer number one. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer. He. It's Rabbi Eliezer. It's Amar who says Machashe Me'achilas Mizbeach Me'achilas Adam. No, you can transfer the Umi'achilas Adam Achilas Behema. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. That doesn't disqualify it from being pickle. That's still pickle. In other words, if it's something you're supposed to get, and you think the Mizbeach is going to get it, puts love or puts his man, that's yet pickle. And the other way around, too. If it's something the Mizbeach is supposed to get, and you change, and you have a machshava for you, the wrong man, the wrong makom, that is pickle. So it's not a kasha. The whole thing's not a kasha. Did not, because we're going to learn later on, hashoche, that's hazeva. If someone shecht an animal, lechel davar she'eno darko lechel, to eat something that's not normally eaten, like a hoof, or a horn, or a tooth, lahakdir davar, she'en darko lahakdir, or to burn something that's not normally burnt. Why is it not normally burnt? Because you could eat it, both of them, that's kosher. That's not pickle. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that is pickle. Okay? Asks Tosfos, posel. It's no good. I think it's pickle. It's pickle. Okay? Now, asks Tosfos, wait a minute. If that's all true, then why does the Mishnah pick the case of Or Ha'aliyah? Why not the Aliyah itself? That's what Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers, you're right. We wanted to give you a special chiddush. I think what you said before. That to give you another chiddush that the Or Ha'aliyah is something edible. I would have said not even edible. No, it's something edible. That's how it says the Or Ha'aliyah is supposed to Aliyah itself. Fine, very good. Now, B'mayo Kimza, so what's the bottom line here? That we said that this Mishnah is Kirebi Eliezer, like it's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, therefore there is yes pigle when you transfer something from the Mizbeach to you. But then Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa is, which is later on in the few days from now, Zaklau. Here's the rule. Kal HaShokei, anyone chef, Bahamakado, Bahamola, Bahazorik. If you do any of the four avodah, Lechel, Dava Shadarko, Lechel. For something that's normally edible. Ulahakdir, Dava Shadarko, Lahakdir. Or to burn something that's normally burnt, davar shadarkol leechol in shein darkol leechol lo. The Seifa says, right? The Seifa means another Mishnah later on, a few days from now. It's on Daf Nun Chav Tes tomorrow. The Seifa says tomorrow the Gemara is going to say that you only get asked pigle if it's something that's normally edible. What's going on here? Asan l'rabbanon. Now that's the rabbanon of the says the Gemara, Risha Rabbi Eliezer, for Sefer Rabbanon, could that be? Two different Tanas in the same Mishnah? Now in Shas, in the Gemara, it's broken up. It's really one Mishnah. So they have two authors writing the same Mishnah? Amalei, yes, we have it sometimes. Pretty rare, but we have it sometimes. You're right, this Mishnah is written by two different people. This Mishnah, this part of it is written by Rabbi Eliezer. Tomorrow's part is written by the Rabbanon. That's answer number one. Rav Huna Amar. Answer number two. Or Ha'aliyah, Lav Ka'aliyah Dami. No, the Aliyah is not, the Or Ha'aliyah and Aliyah are two different things. Don't mix them up. Two different things. Okay? Two different things. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav Huna. What's the reason for Rav Huna? Chelbo Ha'aliyah, Vlo Or Ha'aliyah. That's a pasuk. You tried to tell me. That the Or Ha'aliyah is just like the Aliyah. No, it's not the Aliyah at all. That's not the din of an Aliyah. Therefore what? Therefore it was talking about Dark Olechel. The Aliyah is not Dark Olechel. Why? Because the Mizbeach gets that. We're talking about the Or Ha'aliyah. It's a different thing entirely. Exactly. Therefore, there's pickle. Right? Since the Mizbeach doesn't get it, there's yes pickle. Well, that's what the Mishnah said.
the Mishnah singled out the Or HaAliyah. You got it? Ruchizda Amar, answer number three. La'olam Or HaAliyah ka'aliyah dami. No, really, it's true. Really, the Or HaAliyah is like the Aliyah. V'hacha b'maya skinan. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Aliyah shel gedi. We're talking about a goat, or a young goat, whose Aliyah, by the way, is not brought on the Mizbeah. Therefore, we had the Machshava, it was something that did not belong on the Mizbeah. Therefore, there's yes, Tigel. Okay? Three answers to answer the question. So far, so good? Now, cool, look at Shmuel, Amri. Nobody wanted a whole like Shmuel. Why does no one want a whole like Shmuel? What, Reisha, or Balas, or Fatsef, or Bun, a low book? Nobody wanted to say that. We try not to say that ever. The Mesifta says, like, three places in Chatz where they say it. We don't want to say that. We try not to say that. What? That where we conclude that. And that's the conclusion, right? We always say the Havamina. There's very, maybe there's more. He quotes, a few places. It's very rare. It's unusual. We don't want to say that. Why should Rav Huna and Chizda be supposed to say that? We have other answers.
We're Rav Huna lo Amri, or Al Kal Yadami. Oh, I'm sorry. Rav Huna lo Amri. Nobody wanted a whole like Rav Huna. You know why? Because Or HaAliyah ka'aliyah dami kamashmalu. Because the Or HaAliyah really sounds like it's the Aliyah also. It sounds like it's the same thing. Rav Huna said, no, it's not the same thing. It sounds like it is. So to say that it's not the same thing, we really want to say that. Rav Chizda, my time alo Amri. Why did nobody want a whole like Rav Chizda? Right? How come no one wanted a whole like Rav Chizda? My kamashmalu. That Or HaAliyah ka'aliyah dami. You want to tell me that the Or HaAliyah is like the Aliyah? That's old news. That's old news. We're going to have a mission that's mission full. That's old news. So that's a big Kiddush. Now, look at Rashi. My Kamashmalan. It's a long Rashi here, but I underline it, so we're going to do it. My Kamashmalan. Chana Demasnisan. I ba'aliyah shel gedikoi. Right? What do we say? According to Chizda, that the Or HaAliyah is like the Aliyah. So then how come in our Mishnah there is yet Tigel? The answer is because the Mishnah is talking about the Aliyah of the Gedi. And that is not part of the Mizrah. So that you can have yet Tigel for. That's what Chizda said. Second, the whole like that. The answer is, it's all news. Why? My Tana Demasnitz and Iba Aliyah, if we're talking about the Aliyah of a goat, of a Gedi, I understand if we're talking about a Kevesh, Shmuel is very important. The Machashin, Mechilas Adam, Lumizbeach, Ubechilas Mizbeach, Lachilas Adam, Kirby Eliezer. The Shmuel makes perfect sense. Ulu Rav Huna Demukilak Rabbanon. And if you want to tell me that Rav Huna reject that explanation, and rather calls it the Rabbanon, Tana Didanda, Or HaAliyah Lav Ka'aliyah Dami Lak Tiro. That also makes sense. El Rav Chizda, Lama Lu Mitznayim. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? I Ashmi Inan, the Or HaAliyah L'Inyan Achilas Adam Ka'aliyah Dami. What do you want to tell me? That's edible. V'chi Chashiv Aliyah Aleha L'Ochol L'Machar K'ilu Shichi Sheval K'dayitz B'Basro Ho'ul V'Rachis V'Chazi L'Achila. They want to tell me that's considered Hegel. What they want to tell me? That's old news.
Kanina, we learned that already.
Elu seorehen seoritzehen kibibsaron. These are the following things where the skin is treated just like the meat. What is that? Or shetachas alia. That's regarding tumah. The skin by the alia. So what do you see? I know that already. I know that already. So the Gemara says, "Well, Rav Chizda Itzricha. Rav Chizda says, what are you doing to me? You're trying to bring a raya that this is not a Chiddush Mishnah because it's a Mishnah that compares the Or to the Aliyah by Tuma.
Ho ani milin Tuma. That's by Tuma.
The Rachik Mitzaref because it's Mitzaref because the Tuma combined because it's soft. It's all connected. Avolhacha Ema Lamashcha Ligadula. That's Lamashcha." When the Kohanim eat karbonos, it has to be lamashcha, meaning legedula, a chash of a thing. Kederach shamalachim ochlim. V'lo avidi malachim da'achli hachi. I would say no kings eat this.
aim a low, therefore it's not edible. Kamashbor, not true. Okay? Those are the three sheets. Now we're going to ask Akasha on Rechitza again. They say, wait a minute. It says like this. This is your question. Hashochet as ha'ola. If somebody shechts ha'ola, lahakdir kizayitz me'or. Shetachas ha'alya. Chutzlim komo. And he has a machshava that he's going to burn the or under the alya tomorrow. Not tomorrow. In his backyard. Which is not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. Puzzle. The ainbo kares. Puzzle. But there's no kares. Why? There's never kares that chutzlim up. Chutzlus mano. If you do a chutzlus mano, pigil, it's pigil taka. The chayavan alav kares. You got kares for that. Eliezer ben Yehuda ish avelim omar, mishum Reb Yaakov. Lechein, hayav shim ben Yehuda ish kar ikus omar, mishum Reb Shimon. Echad arbeis parsis, whether it's the skin of the lower part of the leg, behem adaka. The echad or harosh shel egel hara, or it's the or of the head of a soft calf. Vechal or shetachas ha'alya, or whether it's the or under the tail. Vechal shemono chachamim gavei toma, or any top place where the chachamim said there would be toma. The elo shasroseyan bibsaran, and these are the following places where they have the same din: the or and the meat. Lahavi or shel beis haposhes, which includes the skin covering the private of the animal. All these things chutz l'makom pasul, ein bo kares, chutz l'zman ha'pigul, v'chayav an olav kares. Says the Gemara. Now, what we're going to get to the Kashi yet. Ola in. Only by an Ola would all this be true. As Yossi said. Because an Ola, no one eats it. But since this Brisa specifies an Ola, only by an Ola is all this true. Why is only by an Ola all this true? Because by an Ola, not edible. It's not edible. So you had Machshavin to eat it? Matir, yeah. What? Okay, so Ola in Abel Zevach Lo. Now, Bishlom Ola Rav Huna, this makes sense according to Rav Huna. Hainu Diktani Ola. Right? That's why we're talking about an Ola. Why? Because only an Ola is the Or Ha'aliyah even burnt. Avala Rav Chista, but according to Rav Chista, my ear is attorney Ola. Why did the Mishnah specify an Ola? Listen, Zevach. Should have stop any carbon. Any carbon. Why are you picking an Ola? It should have said any carbon. So to answer that question, Amalach Rav Chista, Ebay said, first of all, I can tell you about Aliyah Shal Gedi. We're talking about the Aliyah of a Gedi, which is not brought at all. Ebay said, or you're right, Tony Zevach, change the price and say the word Zevach. That's a kash on me. A kash on that. Pretty weak kasha. Okay? So we end off the discussion. Three different ways to explain our Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Now, up to the meat of the discussion. Right. And if we don't finish today, we're not going to skip tomorrow. I can guarantee you. But we'll try our best. No, we're not. Pasul v'ein bo kares. Pasul, it's pasul, but there's no kares. What do we say? If it's a machshava chutz l'makom, he has a brick. It's puzzle, but there's no current. Why? Menahani mili. How do you know that? Okay. There are two psukim. In order for this to make any sense, we all have the art for sure, all the full pasuk. There are two psukim. There's a pasuk in Parshat Tzav, which is a very long pasuk. Okay? The pasuk says, I'll read you the full pasuk. V'im ha'ochal ye'ochal mitzar zevach shlama. If you will eat from the basar of a zevach, of a shlamim, biyom shlishi, on the third day. Lo ye rotze, that's not good. Hamach rivoso. Lo ye chashev lo, that's not good. Pigel yehiye, that's pigel. The nefesh ha'achelos mimenu avono tita. You eat that, you're going to carry your sin. What does it mean you're going to carry your sin? What does that mean? We don't know what that means. Now there's a pasuk in Kedoshim that says as follows. If you eat it on the third day, pigle who? That's pigle. Lo yirata. That's not a good thing. Okay? Those are two pasukim. One's a long pasuk, one's a short pasuk. Okay? Now, here we go. You ready for this? Menahani Mili. How do you know all this? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, how do you know what? How do you know that Fachutz Lzman, yes, Pigel. Fachutz Lmakom, no. I'm sorry, yes, Kares. Fachutz Lmakom, no. How do you know? Amar Shmuel, very simple. Trey Kretzi. Stoop Sukim. Right? As Rashi says, Chad Chutz Lmano, the Chad Chutz Lmkomo. Very simple. Shmuel says, I'm not getting complicated. Very simple. Mayi. What's going on? What are those two psukim? Amar Rabba. Here we go. You ready? This is the long pasuk in Parashat Tzav. The word shlishi, zeh chutz l'zmano. Shlishi means chutz l'zmano. Why does shlishi mean chutz l'zmano? Look at Rashi. If ha'ochel ye'ochel mibar zevach ha'shlom b'yom ha'shlishi. That's the long pasuk. Umuki lot tana l'kamon. The mechashev b'shas avoda. During the avoda, you think to yourself, le'echlo mizbecho b'yom ha'shlishi ha'kotzav medaber. During the avoda, you're dreaming of eating it 3 days from now. That's chutz l'zmano. The shlishi chutz l'zmano achilas shlamim hu. That you're not allowed to do. And I'm staying in the Rashi, but the next word is, that's pigel hu. That's pigel. Why? Look at Rashi. Diksiv b'seifei dekra, pigel yihiyet. It says at the end of that long pasuk in Parshas Tzav, it's going to be pigel. Kra yisever hu, the rabbos chutz l'mkomo. I'm sorry. Go back to the Gemara. So, Amar Rabba Shlishi, Zechot Lizmano. Pigel who? What does pigel who mean? Zechot Lomkomo. The word pigel means Chot Lomkomo. Why does pigel mean that? Look at Rashi. Dixim B'Sefer Dikra, pigel who? That's Kroy Yisever who. What do we need those words for? L'Rabbos, Chot Lomkomo. Umistabra, it makes perfect sense. That Machshev is Chot Lomkomo, Makmin in law. That it makes perfect sense to say that pigel means Machshev is Makom. V'lo ha-machshev is sharp solos, not other things that are puzzled. If you go, for example, l'shpoch damo ala ritzba. Have you ever going to pour the blood on the floor? Oh, al-manaz la-arvo dam-apsulin, I'll mix this blood with the other blood. Okay, those are also things that are no good. We have an extra word here. It says the word pigel, yihiyah. That's totally extra. It doesn't teach me anything, those words. It says the Gemara, it includes chutz l'makom. It says Rashi, maybe it includes other things you're going to do wrong. No, don't think that. The damo l'chutz l'zmano, it's compared to chutz l'zman, kamarabi b'haikra, v'chutz l'mechitza, dami l'chutz l'zman. Because it's something that's outside. Just like chutz l'zman is outside the zman, chutz l'makom is outside the makom. Don't tell me, well, I pour the blood on the floor, I'm going to ruin it, that's not outside anything. So those psulim don't think about for a second. Okay? Chutz l'makom, okay, so where are we up to? V'nefesh ho'ochelet mimenu. It says now in the singular, if you will eat one of them, echad v'lo shnayim. Only one. Do we apply the words avonotisa? You're going to bear the sin, which we're going to learn from a gzira shava is kara. But only one of them, mimenu is singular. So only one of them is going to get kara. You hear? Echad v'lo shnayim. Zeu chutz l'zmano. That means chutz l'zman. L'me'ute chutz l'makom. To exclude chutz l'makom. What? What? It's being called pigle, which doesn't get kares. We're gonna reject this anyway. But the first thing we're going to do. The ema v'nefesh al'chel t'menu zeu chutz l'mkomo. L'me'ute chutz l'zmano. Maybe chutz l'zmano doesn't get kares. Why you pick one over the other? So the Gemara says, well, Mestabra, Chutz L'Zmano Adim. Now, Chutz L'Zmano is much better. Why? The Pasach Ba, that's how the Pasach starts off. The Pasach opens with Chutz L'Zmano. What's Chutz L'Zmano? Shlishi, the third day. So the Gemara says, Adirabba, Chutz L'Zmano Adim. Chutz L'Zmano is much better. You know why? The Samichle, it's right next to the words, Avono Tisa. You're going to bear the sin. Maybe it's Chutz L'Makom. So you know what? This whole Drush is rejected. Ella Amar Abaya. New answer. Here's the answer. We learned this from a Braisa. Kishu Omer Shlishi B'Parashas Kachim Kedoshim Tiyu. When it says Shlishi, the word Shlishi in Parashas Kedoshim in the very short pasuk, Rashi says Krozuta, a short pasuk. When it says the word Shlishi in the short pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Shein Talmud Lomar. I don't need to say that pasuk. Sharei Kvar Nema. It already says in Parashas Tzav. I already know that. I already know that you're not allowed to eat something chutzul zman. And ain't opinion chutzul zman. If chutzul zman doesn't help, teneyu, I don't need it for chutzul zman. Teneyu inyan chutzul komo. You hear this? I'll apply it to chutzul komo. Okay? Well, that's one of the... We do that all the time. We do that all the time. What? Right, well, I don't, that's extra. I know that already. In Parshas Stav, it says that. It says the word Shlishi in Parshas Stav. Why is it the word Shlishi again in Parshas Kedoshim? It's extra. You're right. Tenehu le'inyin chutzul makom. Umir machmana gabe noser. And the Torah also says by noser. V'ochlo avono yisa. It says in by noser, right? Lemu'ute chutzul koma. To exclude chutzul koma. What does that mean? That means like this. It says in Parshas Kedoshim, you gotta see this, what the Gemara just did. The Gemara just did like this. It says in Parshas Kedoshim like this. Pasuk Hei says, V'chisiz b'chu zevach sham v'lashem l'tzorcham tizbachu. When you're gonna bring a carbon for Hashem. Pasuk Zion says, V'yom zivchachem yeyachel, u'mimacharas v'hanosar ad yom ha'shlichi b'eishisar. If you leave it over, it's nosar. Burn it. Then Pasuk Zion says, if you eat it on the third day, pigelhu lo yirutza. That's pigel. You hear this? We still haven't told you what the onesh is for nosa. Then pasuk chesed v'achol avon of yisa. If you eat that, eat what? What are you eating? What does the pasuk continue? What are you eating? Says the Gemara like this. First of all, this pasuk of Kedoshim is talking about chutzlim makom. Because chutzlim man, I know already from Parshat Tzav. Then it says, Umir Rachmana Gabi Noser. It says by Noser, V'och love, if you eat it in the singular, Avono Yisa. You're gonna get a sin for that. Lim'ute, chutzlim koma. Only if you eat it, even though the pasuk of chutzul mako is in the middle, right? It says, don't eat noser, don't eat pigle, you're going to get courage for something. We apply the word you're going to get courage back to noser, not pigle. And then from noser, we're going to have a gzeir shav of the chutzul zman, and that's why the two of them get courage. What? Why not? But it's a intimidation matter. I think you can. So you know, I know we'll stop here. We're way behind. The second half of this Amud is very easy. So we'll catch up tomorrow. It shouldn't be a problem. All right? We'll stop here and we'll catch up tomorrow. Everyone have a good photo. Yeah.